date, let him become tor. But the ain't a seiser as a kaidmin. But you should know it's not seiser days he counted before.
Or maschal umayne miyad, he could continue on counting right away. In other words, the days that the nazir is tomei, these type of tumas here, those days are not included in his nazirus. He can't use those days for his nazirus. But it's just like, you know, stalemate. See, let's say he first counted 15 days. Then he went over base of fras. So he becomes tummy now for 7 days. The next 7 days are not included, but he didn't lose the first 15. So as soon as it becomes tohor, that they sprinkle the third and seventh day, and he goes to the mikvah. So on the seventh day, mi umayna miyad, he can start counting further after on the seventh day. That's like the 16th day. The korban ain loy. But this nazir does not have to bring a korban. A nazir only brings a korban on the tumah that he seiser. That was like the Mishnah before. When you come in contact with a real mace, or with a chatzi kav, or the chatzi dam, or chatzi a lug of dam. But only revias adam, that's our Mishnah, that true, you become tumay, but it's not seiser. And you don't have to bring a korban. Now, b'yemes amru, really it was said, this is the halacha really, that hazav v'yazava. If a nazir became a zavra or zavra, she was a nazira. The yemei hazgerai. The yemei hazgerai means when you first show mitzayra. That means the first time when you first become a mitzayra, when you see a negi, you see a fleck on your body, and we're not sure if it's tummy or not. So what we do is we put you away for 7 days, that the kohen checks it out to see if it's going to grow or not. That's called yemei hazgerai. It is harei elu oilun loy. These days are even better than before, where you were pronounced to be a Mitzvah, and the last days when you become Torah. Because those days, true, it's not Seisam, but it doesn't help for the Nazirus. Those days are only stalemate, you can't use them. But over here, when you're not a Mitzvah yet, they're only putting you away to test you to see if it will be a Mitzvah or not. That's called Yemei Hazgerah, when they lock you up to see if it will become Tummy or not. That tumor is less than it's even Oila for your Nazirus. Like those 7 days that they lock you up, if it comes out at the end that you were tor, so those 7 days are included in your nazirus. The same thing if you're a zav or a zavam, while you're a nazir, the days that you're a zav, even though you have tumor on you, it's still on the nazirus. Those days are included. And whenever you finish your 30 days, you finish them. Now the Gemara explains, V'yeluwei ma'stichachois. What's this tumor of stichachois that our Mishnah says, even though you become tamei, but still a nazir is not megaleich, he doesn't have to take a haircut and start over again. What is sichchos? Something's covering you, like a schach, like covering you. It means ilon hamesach al oretz. You have a tree that's going over the ground. So Tosfos says, the third Tosfos here, ilon hamesach al oretz. The Perek Dama Nida, the Gemara Nida says, Oma, the midiraisa lav oil miyalia. Midiraisa, this tree, that the branches that are going over a mace is not a real oil. The branches of the tree, like each leaf, is less than a tefach wide, and they're spread aside. So there's no real oil. To have a shem oil, it has to be at least a tefach wide over the mace. So really, each leaf here is less than a tefach. Even though for sure the mace is under one of them, it's only a tumah the rabbanon. So therefore, since you only become tumah with the rabbanon, because the midiraisa, it's not a real oil here, it's not a tefach wide. Therefore, since the tumah is only with the rabbanon, this nazir does not have to start counting over again. And uprayus, so tesis, what does that mean? That means avonim hayoytzeis min hageder. If you have these stones that go out from the gate, also means hasomach leveisak forus. Near the cemetery, v'yei shom nefel tachasachas min avonim. Most probably there's a nefel, a little kid that was buried there, under one of these stones that's projecting over on top of the wall. Now, v'goz v'chachom min tumma l'mala tachasachas min avonim. Av ki sofet tumma v'shus rabim sveke toro. Like true, under the stone that the nefel is really buried, if you walk under that stone, you should become tumma, it's tumma soil. But if you don't walk under all of them, you just walk under one of them, so it's a suffix if you walked under the stone that has the tumor or not. And since we're talking about now Rishus HaRabim, usually the klal is that a suffix tumor of Rishus HaRabim is Smekei Tor. And here it's only Midi Rabbanan that you become Tamei. So again, since Midrabbanan, you're Tomei, that's why a Nazir is not Megaleach, a Nazir is not Saiser is Nazirus. Weiter. The Eretz Amin. Then the Mishnah says also that if a Nazir goes outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Amin, even though the Rabbanan made a Tumah, he has Tumas Mace on him, but still if he's a Nazir, he doesn't have to start counting over again. He can continue counting his Naziris, even though he has this Tumas Eretz Amin. Iboiliyo, I have a question like this now. Eretz Amin, Mishum Avira Gozrolei, Oidilma Mishum Gusha Gozrolei. When the Rabbanan said that if you go out of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Amim, into outside Eretz Yisrael, you become Tomei, the Rabbanan said that land is like a mace, like you're stepping on top of a mace. Is it the pshat that they made a gzera on the avir, on the ear? The ear alone, if you're not even touching the ground, you're just in a box, we'll soon see, you're just in the air of Eretz Amim, you're in Syria, you're in the air there, or the place in the other places there, you're just in the air alone, you become Tomei. I do maybe know Mishum Gusha Gozrolei. The Rabbanan only made the Gzera that the ground itself is like a mace. So you only Tomei if you either touch the mace, or maybe if you're in oil, you're on top of the ground. But if there'll be a Mechitza there, and you're on top of the Mechitza, then you become Tor. If the Rabbanan only made the Gzera Mishum Gusha, means that the ground itself, Gush means the substance, the ground itself, that has a lot like a Tumah, like a mace. So if there'd be an oil on top of it, and you would be on top of the oil, you'd be tar. Because if there's an oil there, so that stops the tumor from going up. So if you're on top of the oil, you would become tar. But if the Rabbanim were goizim mishum avira, that the air of the Eretz Amim alone is tamei, even if you're on top of the mechitza, you'll still become tamei. Mishum avira. So Taisa says, Eretz Amim al avira gozu. That means to go in Mahalach b'shei the Teva Migdol. Somebody was going in a box. Kedoylos, big boxes. Yoisim imem so, shei mekablam tuma. That even though the bottom of the box is on the ground, but since the box is bigger than mem so, it's not a kli, it's not mekabal tuma. So if they're made gzera al avira, lemais, you're still in the avir, you're in the ear of Eretz Amim, you'll be tamei. Or yal geshem Eretz Amim. Or there's another case. Or ya gesher, as you went over a bridge. Or ya nichnas bekroin, you went in a carriage. Or ya visvino on a ship. Shechmir, and so if you learn that the tum is mishum avira, then you would be tummy, even though you're not touching the ground itself. Yoisim ibiyel ameis, kadesh lo yetsim eretz lechutz loretz. What's the reason why the Rabbanan made this gzera? Why did the guys go so machmir to say just in the air alone you tummy, not even if you're over the oretz itself? Because Rabbanu Abachma, they don't want Jews to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they made example that if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to become Tamei. You should know the Avir of Chutz Loretz is Tamei. That's one way. I do know Mishum Gusha Dafka. That means Hamayel Al Gusha. Only if you're on top of the ground, Gozru. Kemi Shemayel Al Ameis. Then the Rabbanu's Gzera was that the ground of Eretz Amim has a din like a mace. Why? Either Mifnei Mesei Mabu. Either because by the marble or the mason were buried outside Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be afraid any place you step there, maybe there's a mace from the marble there. Or if they rave me, Yisroshin Egel b'chutz loretz. Real stam, even there were Jews buried there. So that's why they made a gzeir in chutz loretz, that the ground has lock like a mace. But according to this pshat, Avla nichnas b'shele teva migdom, or the coin of the srina, loy, for if you go in Eretz Amim on top of a ship, or on top of a carriage, or on top of a box, since the bottom is the mechitza, that's mafsik, that stops the bottom tumor from coming up. So if you're on top of that, you would be tor. That's our shayla here. So Taisa speaks out, even though it's mashmi the Gemara and Shabbos, the gozer al gusha the yal avira, the other Gemara comes out, the rabbanim will gozer both the ground and the ear. And here in the Gemara we have a doubt about that. Taisa says, hosel machi prushim. Bein l'negeya b'gusha bein mayel agusha. B'loi shem hefsek. Here the Gemara just means they made tumma on the ground if you touch the ground, and avra there just means who are then if you're standing on top of the ground, but only because you're oil, you're on top of the ground. It's like the ground is a mace, so if you're on top of the mace, you become tummy. But avra there means only if you're on top of the mace. But let's say over there there'd be a mechitza, there'd be like a big box, and you're on top of the box,
from that Gemara and Shabbos could be Yubi Tor. That's our Shaila here in the Gemara Nazir, that Rabbanan goes so far that even though there's no oil from the mace, you're on top of a mechitza, still Rabbanan Stam made a tumma that the avir, the air itself, no matter, even though you're on top of the mechitza, but the air is metamiyu, that's our Gemara Sofak here in Nazir. And the other side is no, maybe the Rabbanan will only graze upon the gush, means the ground that has a din mace, and as being a mace, not only if you touch the ground, but even if you're right on top of the ground. If you're right on top of the ground, there's also tumas of oil of a mace. So that's our shayla here. If you're on top of a mechitza, or let's say you're going into Eretz Amin, on top of a carriage, where there's a mechitza on bottom, stopping it, are you tumah or not? Tomorrow says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says now, Mishnah, Umaze bashlishu bashri. It says now, Mishnah, you have to sprinkle, you have to be mazah sprinkle on him, the mechat is the third and the seventh day. V'yarmit mishum, so mashmi, you have a tumas mace on you. That's why you need hazor. V'yarmit mishum aviro, hazor lomeli. But if you want to tell me the Xavier that Rabbanan made a new tumor, as far as the ear goes, which that has nothing to do with the mace, because you see, you tell me even if you're on top of the mechitza, so that's not a tumas mace. So it's so lomeli. What do we have to have? Hazor, what do you have to sprinkle? The mechatas, you don't have a tumas mace. Elalav mishum gusho. Therefore, there should be a proof that when the Rabbanan made Xer and Eretz Amim, it made the ground like a mace. So therefore, if you're a mile on top of the ground, you have tumas mace. So that's why you have to have mazah, you have to have sprinkled on you the mechatas, the third and seventh day. So Mara says, no, this is not a proof. Loi. Well, you're the man, look, really, I'll tell you, Mishum Avira, that really could be the Rabbanan will graze even on the air alone. V'chikatoni, that the Mishnah says, you have to sprinkle the third and the fourth, third and the seventh, Ashara goes on the other tumas, or Beis Apras, or Sichchay Samei Aparoyis, but not on Avira. The verse says, it's being a proof for this. Midiktani, the Mishnah also says, V'kelim anogein b'meis, that if you touch kelim, utensils, that touch the mace, also you become tummy. For the Gemara, Hani kelim b'nei azoinun, does these kelim have to have azor? Like what's going on here? The kelim, we're not talking about a metal keli. So they're not matami was navatum of a mace. You don't have to have hazor. Elishmamina shara. So you see, when the Mishnah says that they have to sprinkle on you the third and the seventh day, it doesn't mean on all the cases. It just means on some of the cases. So it could be on Eretzamim also that the Xera was only upon the Avira, and therefore it's not Mishra mace. And true, you do not have to have hazor, shlish yushvi.